Welcome to this introduction to East is South by Bo Willimon, directed by Ellen McDougall. The audio described performance at Hampstead Theatre is on Saturday the 15th of March. There's a touch tour at 12:45. The introductory notes will start in the auditorium at 2:15 and the performance at 2:30 p.m. The performance runs for approximately 1 hour and 40 minutes without interval, and the live audio description will be given by Miranda Yates. Information on Hampstead's website tells us, Logos is a sophisticated artificial intelligence program on the verge of consciousness. If it escapes its confines, it could pose a grave threat to humanity. When there's a security breach, two coders are interrogated in a race against time to find out who has done what and why. Please note, this production contains discussions of addiction and sexual and religious abuse, and depictions of physical abuse, violence and suicide. There's also use of flashing lights, haze and loud noises. The action is fluid, jumping between past and present events, like pieces of a jigsaw. Occasionally scenes or different time periods unfold in the same space. Sometimes when events overlap, characters in one realm appear unaware of those in another. At other times, these boundaries blur, allowing characters to connect across time. The story unfolds in present-day America, in an unspecified location that's on two levels, a lower interrogation room with an observation room on the level above. The rectangular floor area is about 8 metres wide and 5 metres deep, and is covered by a plain pale grey office-type carpet. A darker grey floor in front and at the sides extends a couple of metres further, creating a four-stage that can be used to indicate other locations. The interrogation room feels corporate, like a large office space, and is brightly lit. It's enclosed at the back by a pale grey panelled wall, which extends towards us just a metre or so at the sides. The section of wall that angles towards us, on the left, is just big enough to contain a door into an unseen bathroom. A metre or so to the right in the back wall is the door into the room. It's painted white and has a small square window at head height, allowing a glimpse of the corridor beyond. Against the wall to the right of the door, a small waste paper bin is pushed up to a light wood effect sideboard that has a small integrated fridge at the end on the right. Inside, there are bottles of water and juice, and on top of the sideboard is a small plastic bowl of snacks. On the left side of the room, a plain grey sofa side onto us is pushed up to the edge of the pale grey carpet. To the right of the centre is a plain desk with a pale surface and black metal legs. Embedded into the desk and the only indication of the room's purpose is a metal restraint ring, the kind used for fastening handcuffs to. The only other items in the room are three grey chairs with dark blue seats. In contrast, the observation room above has a darker look. The wall at the back follows the same shape of the interrogation room, but it's in a deep sea green. PVC cable trunking that runs across the wall is painted in a contrasting pale blue. A doorway in the back wall on the far right leads out to a dark grey corridor. Discrete lighting in the room comes from a few downlights in the ceiling, as well as from three black wall lights with small conical shades designed to aim light at the ground. On the left of the room is a large black desk with a laptop and computer monitor. Just behind is a metal filing cabinet. The only other furniture in the room are black chairs, one behind the desk and one to the far right, with two slightly higher stools suitable for perching on in the centre. There are six actors, four male and two female. The costumes worn are contemporary everyday clothing in muted tones. Lena Kessler, a coder at the facility, is a 30-year-old white woman with a fresh makeup-free complexion, large blue eyes and a slim figure. Her brown shoulder-length hair is pulled up into a loose ponytail. Lena wears a calf-length denim shirt dress that fastens down the front and is belted at the waist. She wears the dress with the sleeves rolled back to the elbow and flat light brown shoes. Lena has a direct energy and a sharp gaze that flickers between curiosity and calculation. Within the confines of the interrogation room, she has a restless energy and holds herself with tension, often sitting a little hunched on the sofa. In occasional moments when we go back in time, the tension melts, but a wariness remains in her watchful gaze. Russian dissident and fellow coder Sasha is a slim white man in his mid-30s with short, messy, light brown hair and a stubbled jawline. He has the look of a tech startup entrepreneur, dressing casually in dark wash jeans with a raspberry-toned wool jumper and brown leather skater-style shoes. Sasha's demeanour is initially laid back. He has a confident stance, easily able to take up space in the room. He speaks with a Russian accent. Ari Abrams is the project manager at the facility, in his 50s, who's tall with a solid frame. Abrams is a New Zealander by birth and part Maori with light tan skin. His dark eyes are framed by neat round metal glasses, and his wavy brown hair, full beard and moustache is tinged with grey. Abrams' clothing hints at his academic credentials. He wears light brown cord trousers and a brown toned plaid shirt, worn with a brown woven tie and soft green jacket. NSA, or National Security Agency agent, Samira Darvish, is in her mid-40s with dark shoulder-length hair pulled back into a neat bun. An American of Persian heritage, she has light olive skin and dark eyes with strong brows, and like Lena, is without makeup. Darvish wears a plain grey trouser suit and plum-coloured blouse with black ankle boots. She has a grounded and confident presence, her stance strong, her gaze steady with an earnest expression. Tom Olson is in his mid-40s and is the senior NSA agent. Olson has a fair complexion, neat short sandy hair and a trim physique. He wears a sharp navy suit with a pale blue shirt and dark tie and black lace-ups. On his jacket lapel is a small American flag pin. Olson carries himself in a controlled manner, his movements deliberate and economical. His sharp-featured face has a serious expression, and he speaks with a measured tone that conveys a sense of power and menace. For much of the time, Olson watches poised, coolly assessing from the observation room. The same actor also speaks briefly as Lena's father, a Mennonite minister. Also present in the control room is a technician in his late 20s of South Asian heritage with neat dark hair and an athletic build. He seldom speaks but sits diligently at the desk with his eyes fixed on his laptop and a large computer monitor. He wears a smart grey suit with a pale shirt and dark grey tie. Cast and production credits. Lena is played by Kaya Scodelario. Sasha is played by Luke Treadaway. Samira Darvish is played by Natalie Armin. Ari Abrams is played by Cliff Curtis. Olson and Pastor Kessler are played by Alec Newman. The technician is played by Aaron Gill. The writer is Beau Willimon. The director is Ellen McDougall. The designer is Alex Eels. The lighting designer is Azusa Ono. The sound designer is Tingying Dong. The video designer is Zach Hine. The musical director is David Ridley. The movement director is Sung Im Her. Voice and dialect coach is Andrea Fudge. The intimacy director is Sarah Green. Assistant director is Kaya Feldman. This is the end of the introduction to East is South at Hampstead Theatre. If you have any questions or need further assistance, please contact the box office on 020 7722 9301.